If you or your loved one have some aches and pains setting in, or an injury that needs support to heal, consider topping up your body with Cane's Deer Velvet. It's packed full of amazing nutrients that the body uses in maintaining the immune system, bones, joints, circulation, and general well-being. Find out more at www.canesdeervelvet.com and use the code STAGRAW252 for an introductory 20% discount at checkout. Welcome back to the 200 Club. Hope you've left the rating. Trying to crack that 100 ratings. This episode, we've got Alan M. Duncan, Turupara Stream, Ahimanoa Rangers, 1967. It's a 5x4. Length is 31 1/8 by 30 1/8. Spread is 28 1/8. Span is 21 6/8. The beams are 4 4 by 4 5. The coronets are 7 5 by 7 4. The brow tines, they are 10 7 by 10 4/8. The trays are 6 by 7 5/8. The inner tops are 5 7 by 5 2. The outer tops are 12 1 by 11 6. And there is an inner eye off the outer top, which is 6 6. But of course, doesn't contribute to the score. The total is 201 1/8. Most of the older members of the NZDA will remember the late Alan Duncombe, for many years an active member in Hawke's Bay area. At the time of this trophy was taken, and that of David Nieth, this area of the Ahimanoa was covered in dense manuka and kanaka. Since then, it has been planted in exotic pine. The hills behind this area are known as Periaks, but form part of the Ahimanoa range. Duncombe was a frequent visitor to what he referred to as his hidden valley. He had observed the scrapes of the stag for several seasons and had actually sighted him on a number of occasions. Gravel on the floor of the valley made stalking difficult. During the 1967 rutting season, Duncombe had changed his tactics, climbing up the valley to a spot where there was a regular scrape. This was obviously on the stag's regular beat, as explained earlier in the general text, a habit of rutting seeker stags. The hunter sat himself down in the shelter of a convenient manuka bush and waited patiently. Eventually, the stag walked right up to where Duncombe was concealed, and the rest of the story is history. As we've learned from many of these trophies, knowing your quarry area and a bit of patience, a bit more than half an hour, Ryan, pays off. Join us for the next one. Percival Mankalo, Rangitiki Valley, 1966. So make sure you've subscribed and, as I said at the start, leave a rating. That'd be much appreciated. We'll see you then on the 200 Club. This episode of the Big Game Records, it's number one, The Seeker, Volume 1. New Zealand Big Game Records series, written and compiled for the New Zealand Deerstalkers Association Incorporated. Written by D. Bruce Banwell. Published by Halcyon Press, a division of Halcyon Publishing Limited, PO Box 360, Auckland, New Zealand. The copyright is 1999, D.B. Banwell, updated edition 2009, first published 1999, all rights reserved.